a day to renew support for the Palestinian cause and to condemn Israeli atrocities. Although Palestinians are mostly Muslims, but those who walk the streets of their cities on this day are not only Muslims. The issue of Palestine is about humanity to them. It's about the 4.5 million people's rights being violated each and every day. And these demonstrators know no boundaries in defending Palestinians.
You know, that's not right to say the Palestinian issue is only the first matter of Islamic war. No, that's the first matter of the humanity. Because there is a lot of human beings, even those who are atheists, doesn't have any religion, but they are going to support those people because there is no difference between suffering and there is no difference different oppression. The oppression is oppression, the nature is the same.
We will never back down from supporting our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Every day is Quds Day. Every day we have to remind the world that humanity is being crushed under the feet of Israeli mercenaries.
International Quds Day is the legacy of the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, who declared the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan as International Quds Day back in 1979. Ever since, freedom seekers have taken the opportunity to denounce the calamities inflicted upon the people of Palestine.
We stand for whoever is subject to bullying powers. We never stop this move initiated by our late Imam Khomeini. The issue of Palestine shall never be taken for granted until the Islamic Republic is there, and it continues to be there, inshallah.
Quds Day is a symbol for self-determination of nations, not only for people of Palestine, but also the fighting against settlement, against occupation, against annexation, against invasion. This should be remain for good in the history and in the future.
These demonstrations take place at a time when Palestinians have to endure increasing pressure imposed by Israel and its main ally, the U.S. The decades-old conflict has resulted in Palestinians' deprivation of their basic need like food, water, sanitation, healthcare, and education, especially in the besieged Gaza Strip.
For decades, these people have been voicing their support for Palestinians, and this is why the international community have failed to find a proper solution to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian issue. And their presence here is hoped to alleviate the hardship of oppressed people inside the Palestinian territories. Hamid Javani, Press TV, Tehran.